So today, I want us to go, first of all, to the first scripture. It's going to be James chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. And Jordan, I want to read these in both King James and NLT. I want really these to be shown. Now, in James 4, 7, in the King James, you see there it says, "Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, the first thing that scripture says, before you can resist the devil, what do you have to do? Submit yourself to who?
God.
To God. Well, let me ask you this question. If you haven't checked it out in the Greek lately, what does the word submit mean in just plain English? It means obey. Obey. Humble yourself. That's another good humble. But the good meaning of the word submit is to obey God. Now then, if the scripture says, obey God, then you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's what that's saying. So he says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Now you hear a lot of people say when the devil comes upon you, just resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But that's not true. You have to take the scripture in its entirety. Now, I think about a woman one time. I was trying to get set free from a demon. I was resisting this devil. And this woman, I mean, this is before I knew a lot of these things. I had been in the ministry. I'm not actually myself. I had not become a pastor or anything like that. But I had stepped into this world of faith, and I was teaching things. And I had a woman I was trying to get set free. And when I spoke to her and commanded the devil to leave her, I was doing what this scripture says. I was resisting the devil, commanding him to flee from this woman. And this devil spoke out of this woman's mouth and says, "No, I am not leaving. I have legal right to be here." And I thought, the Lord told me that devil's a liar. You know, he's lying to me. You know, he's not telling me the truth. I didn't understand this. I didn't understand the principle that if you break God's rule, you haven't submitted yourself to Him, you've sinned, then the devil has legal right. I didn't know that at that time. So after I continued to try to get this devil out of this woman, and she had tremendous back pains and everything. Now this woman had already gone through a full hysterectomy. She had had all kinds of medical things that doctors could do, spent lots of money, gone through surgeries, pain and suffering, but she's no better. No better at all. Everything they did medically cost a lot of money, but it didn't help her at all. So when I'm trying to command this devil to leave, he was not leaving. And when he told me he was not leaving because he had legal right, and I thought he's lying to me, and so I continued to rebuke the devil, commanding him to leave, and the woman kept talking to me with a man's voice saying, "No, I am not leaving. I have legal right to be here." Well, I prayed kind of silently. I said, "Lord, this devil's lying to me. He says he has legal right to be here. He don't have legal right." And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Yes, he does. He's there because I sent him." Well, this was a new one on me as a Southern Baptist deacon, I'll tell you for sure. I had not learned that in church, I'll tell you for sure. And I said, "Lord, you sent him?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because of her unforgiveness toward her first husband." I said, "Oh, my goodness." I said, "Ma'am, you have unforgiveness towards your first husband or her husband." He said, "Yes, she does." Said, "Whenever that second boy right there was born, he run off and left her in the hospital, didn't pay her bills or nothing, and never had anything to do with her after that day. And she's had to raise them two boys and pay her own bills and everything." Said, "She's hated him with a passion ever since he run off and left her, abandoned her." Well, it sounds like a good reason to hate him, doesn't it? But it doesn't give you the privilege to do that, does it? The Lord tells you to forgive. And so after the woman did forgive and everything, then that woman had submitted herself to God because she had been obedient to obey what God says when He says, "Forgive everybody from your heart." So it makes no difference who it is. If somebody has done something wrong to you, you have to forgive them from your heart. When you do, then you submit yourself to God. The minute she submitted herself to God, Then I resisted the devil in this woman, and the devil immediately left. The woman was instantly totally healed. Her back pain and problems and everything she had had, the hysterectomy she had had, everything that had taken place, all the medical issues, all the money she had spent, didn't need to be spent. All she had to do was forgive her first husband. Then somebody that knew what they were doing rebuked the devil, and he would leave. And when the Lord says, submit yourself unto, therefore, to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So see, if you don't submit to God, then the devil ain't going to leave you. If you sin, you have opened the door to the devil to come and torment you. And so God tells you what to do. He says, obey me. Submit yourself to me. Obey me. Now, most people do not know that. They do not understand these principles, but it's written right here in God's Word. So to start off with, this submission thing right here, who is this for? Men or women or both? Everybody. Everybody that's a Christian. If you're a Christian, you must submit yourself unto the Lord. Now then, let's go to Ephesians 5:22. And let's start there, Jordan. And we'll start out in the King James. Ephesians 5:22. Okay, now let's look at this one. Let's see, who does this start out with? Wives. Wives. Now, girls, this is to you. Now, the reason, I mean, these letters I got were from women. Now then, I don't know if these women were still married or not. If I was guessing, I would say they're not. Because I'm going to tell you why women don't stay married. That women that don't meet the criteria of God's Word, if they don't do it, it's going to be hard to find a man you can live with. I mean, if you're a Christian woman and you become a wife of a Christian man, you take on a whole new role. In fact, I got real tickled. Rosemary's not here today, but she's down. She's had a new grandchild. She wouldn't mind if I tell this story. Rosemary came to me here a while back, and she said, Pastor, I want to tell you that, as you know, I'm not married. And she said, I have never submitted to a man, and I know that's why I'm not married today. It's because I did not submit to my husband like I knew I was supposed to. She said, I really didn't understand the principles, but I've never been a woman that submitted. And so she said, I know that's why I'm not married today. But she said, when I told God, when I heard you start speaking about this submission thing, she said, Lord, I'm going to submit to my pastor. I've never submitted to any man, but my pastor, when he tells me to do something, I'm going to believe he's a man of God, he's walking with God, and if he tells me to do something, he'd never tell me to do something that wasn't good for me. So she said, I'm going to submit to him in all things that he tells me to do. And she said, the minute I made that declaration, she said, God started answering almost every prayer I prayed. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, some of you have heard this over and over, and some of you may get tired of hearing this, but this is such a great testimony. Rosemary got to pray for a little boy the other day, a little boy, 6 or 7 or 8, whatever he was. And what happened, the little boy was playing with a pocket knife open, and he stuck it in his eye. And he split his eye wide open. Well, they carried him to the doctor, and a doctor checked him and said it was so bad he called in a specialist. And the eye specialist looked at it, and he said, the eye's ruined. It cannot be fixed. We'll have to take the eye out and put a glass eye. They put a bandage over the little boy's eye and said, we'll prepare for the surgery tomorrow. So they called the ministry center. And when the lady called and told Rosemary what happened, she said, I want you to pray that the surgery will go well. Now remember, Rosemary just recently has submitted herself to God and her pastor. She's fell in line with the Word for the first time in her life. She said, no, I will not pray that the surgery will go well. The God I serve is bigger than that. He made me promises that if I'll obey Him and do everything He says, I can ask Him for anything and He will do it for me. So she said, Father, I ask you to heal that little boy's eye. I want that little eye put back perfect. I want that little boy to grow up being able to see. In fact, when they take the patch off of his eye tomorrow, I don't even want a scratch on the lens of that eye. And I want to thank you, Father, that you told me I could pray this way, and I'm in obedience to your word, and so I am believing with no doubt in my heart you will fix his eye. Thank you, Lord. And the next afternoon, the woman called back and said they took the bandage off of the little boy's eye this morning to see how bad what they were going to have to do. And the first thing he said when they took the bandage off, "Mama, I can see." And the doctor looked at his eye. The specialist looked at his eye. He examined the eye. And his statement was, "I can't believe this. There's not even a scratch on the lens of the eye. It's perfect." You see, when you submit yourself to God and you do what the King says, then He will answer and honor your prayer. Well, this text a while ago we were talking about was to all of us. You and me as men and women, we have to submit to God to honor Him and walk in humility and humble ourselves before the King. But this statement here in Ephesians 5:22, He's talking directly to the wives. If you're a wife, He says, "Wives, submit." What does that word mean again?
Obey.
Wives, submit or obey yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Now, a while ago in James 4:7, we said, submit ourselves to who?
God.
To God. We're to obey God. Now then, the wife is to obey or submit herself to her own husband. Now, no woman has to submit to another man. When it comes to a man, each one of you have the same privilege in the kingdom. I mean, Deborah, you're not married, so you don't have to submit to no man. Only one you submit to is God.
Amen.
You know? Now, Cheryl down here is a different story. She's married. She's my wife. She has to submit to me, and she's a good submitter. Now, she told me when we got married, she said, "Honey, I have learned a lot in your ministry. I have never submitted to a man in my life. I don't know how to submit," but she said, "I will work diligently at submitting to you." And she's done a good job. She's learning how to submit. She has submitted herself to God. She submits herself to me. And, of course, God answers her prayer.
Amen.
Now then, you come into a new realm, ladies, when you become a wife. When you become a wife, now no longer do you only have to submit yourself to God, but you have to submit yourself to who? Your husband. And you submit yourself to your as unto who?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.